Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.
Welcome. What a wonderful Thursday evening. We've had rain. Soft rain all during the day, so it's cooled off a bit. And like every Thursday, it's me, X Factor, and we are joined by the lovely Di from Angel Heaven. And yes, as usual, I know Di has prepared a wonderful program for us for this evening. I am just going to welcome her. And then tell her that we've got music. Elvis is here, always on our mind, suspicious mind. And then the flames for your precious love. And Kincaid, dreams are 10 a penny. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're also going to have a lot of wonderful information going around. So without further ado, Di, welcome. And I am sure that the girls are also around there.
Oh, yes.
Topsy maybe is just laying down, relaxing. And sorry.
Sabrina
slipped my mind. I'm in a frenzy. But Sabrina normally sits with mommy and she watches that she does. She push the right buttons. Am I right?
Yes. Toxie's watching TV and Sabrina's here by mommy.
Oh, see? Those girls are beautiful. So, Di, welcome. And
thank you.
We're looking forward to what you have to this evening.
Yeah, tonight I'm talking about angels again and common questions that people ask about angels. So I'd like to cover that. A few more things that I haven't covered before, but just generally, you know, that come up in conversation and people, when they learn about angels, what the normal questions they first ask. You know, it can be a little bit confusing when you first get to know them and start working with them. And then the more confident you become and the more connection you make with them, it becomes easier and easier. And then they become your invisible friend that you know that you can share anything with at any time and ask them of anything. And, they just become so much part of your life that you don't actually travel anywhere or go anywhere without having your angels around you. So I just want to make everybody feel comfortable enough this evening that they know that they can approach the angels for anything, tell them anything, talk about anything, and you name it. So let's do this thing this evening, X Factor.
Yes. Do you think we should kick off with a little bit of music?
I think so.
And I think you'll agree if we start off with Elvis Presley and Always on My Mind. The angels become so part of your life that even your thoughts goes where the angels don't fear to go when they're around. Am I right, Di?
Totally, yes. I do actually invoke them in at every opportunity that I get, so I include them in all my plans. I just think it's the most normal thing for me to do. You know, I've got into the habit, so. And yes, whenever I'm doing something, they're always on my mind. So I always include them with everything, as I said.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm trying to get through, is that they become so part of your life that you just connect with them without even really much effort in thinking about it being it's consciously just, doing it. You just
exactly.
do it
out yes.
of pure excitement and experience.
Exactly.
Let's listen to Elvis Presley and Always on My Mind, and don't go away. After the music break, we'll be back, and then we can start with very interesting questions that gets asked surrounding angels. Enjoy it, people.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I
Hello?
Could have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on. Never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. Satisfied, satisfied. should have said I'm done. I just never took the time.
There was Always On My Mind with a beautiful voice of my personal favorite, Elvis Presley. And yes, I've got a soft spot for the old man, though. I was born on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, yeah. I feel very well connected to the old man, and I just love his music. Well, with that said and done, I think let's give Di the opportunity to answer some of our questions that we have surrounding angels. And
yes.
Specifically, I want the angel of technology. How seriously can we call on him to just assist us?
Yes, we've got angels in all spheres. We've got guardian angels, archangels, and then all the ones above it, principalities, and you name it. But what I'm covering this evening is, what are angels and how do we work with them, and you know, like the more common things. But we can ask angels for help with technology and to do with anything. So that is one of the questions actually I will be answering. But you know, we are in Mercury retrograde now, and communication and normally communication in all aspects, including technology, seems to have hiccups during this period, and it actually goes into the first week in January, I think, this retrograde period. So we can maybe expect a few hiccups, although I don't want to normally admit it, but overriding planet is Mercury, so I feel like it's my time during this time. So I think that it normally works for me, so... You know, so I do notice that things have been slowed up technology-wise now. But we can also blame it maybe on the weather. So, yeah, I just sometimes feel that maybe there's too many people online and it's just the service can't hold, you know, what we're trying to push through those wires or tubes or whatever they are.
Yes.
You know, the airwaves. Anyway. But let's get on to angels, and who knows, maybe the angel of technology will just pump himself up this evening and everything will go well. Right, so I want to ask is, normally people say, why would I use an angel? What are angels? They are spiritual beings. They're highly evolved, and they come from the heart of God, and they actually do his work. So they work from the ninth dimension. You know, we're working now in the fifth dimension. So they were previously in the seventh dimension, and now they've gone up into the ninth. Their frequency is very light and high, so they are invisible to us. You know, people want to know, why can't I hear or see them? You know, like you would as a person or maybe a spirit guide or whatever. They're not as clear as that. There are some people that can see the angels, and occasionally angels do appear, but their frequency is such that they don't hold that frequency for very long to appear as a person or in as a person. Or, you know, we will see a vision of them, but it's normally with the third eye. And when you do start seeing angels, it's normally out the corner of your eye, and it's like a vibration of air that you'll pick up. So it's the more in tune you become, the more aware you become that they are around. But as I say, it's normally with the third eye that you pick them up, and or they fill a room with this color. It would be the frequency that you're working with or the ray that you're working with. So, and we do, when we meditate, actually use the different rays for different angels that we bring in. So the more that you communicate with and the more comfortable you become with your invisible friends, so you will hear from them. So it's the thoughts and the ideas and everything that they feed into your head. And eventually you can have a full-on conversation with an angel. But we normally start off with a meditation on how to break that that fear maybe, or how to bring them into your space is with a meditation. So I have now on my website got a visualization, a guided visualization up on how to meet your guardian angel. So it is on the page called Visualizations. And it's 6 minutes long. Of course, you don't need to watch the video. You just need to listen to the recording. Uh-huh. So you can close your eyes and sit back and relax and enjoy that. And that would be the first point of connection on how to establish the relationship or how to get to know your angel by allowing him to come into your space and he can tell you his name. So once you've broken that and you've spoken to him a few times, in the beginning when you do start speaking to them, you become a little bit self-conscious actually. You know, you're thinking you're talking to yourself, but the more you do that, the more at home you start feeling, and it works.
Yes.
So that's why I say it's, you know, the other day, coming up to the end of the year and we're tired, I'm exhausted. And I said to them, you know, I don't actually know what to talk about. I really feel I don't want to do another week on spiritual laws because I don't want to become boring and just predictable. What can I talk about? You know, so I don't hear anything from them. So off I went and I got the few books and I browsed through the books and everything. And while I was doing that, I said to them, I feel this is too sophisticated for people that are still learning about angels. Now, you know, I was looking at things like the monad and the Mahatma energy, and I'm going, I feel that I need to share the basics still. Yes. Because there are still so many people being drawn to angels, and they still need to clear the common ground that we all start and get to know them before they go into the more upper vibrations and experiences that they'll have as their relationship grows with them. And then all of a sudden it was so clear. Well, tell them what the most common questions everybody asks you all the time. Well, so, you know, it's so simple. I was stressing myself out, searching for something that I, and there it was, you know. So I just thought, I think that we as a human like to complicate matters more than it should be actually done. So anyway, so the other question is that people ask is, do angels have free will? Are we humans, we're having this human experience on earth. Angels are spiritual beings. They work totally different. No, they don't have free will. They don't have the freedom of choice that we have. They do the will of God and always act for the highest good and spreading the love and light. And that's the vibration that they work on. So whatever we want or ask of angels, it has to be asked of them, obviously for everybody's highest good, okay? The other thing is I often talk about he as my guardian angel, and I see my guardian angel as a he, but actually they're androgynous. They don't have a sex. They're neither male or female, but we as humans like to categorize things, you know, so we see either a female or a male angel, and it's okay if you want to call your, you know, whatever name comes through for you and you see it as a male or female, it's entirely up to you. Mm. A lot of Doreen Virtue's angels that she works with are a lot of them are female, you know, and yet some of them have history as being male. Yeah. And that's okay because she sees the feminine side, you know. So however the angel appears to you, it doesn't really matter. They normally have different features and normally have long hair and stuff like that. So they can look very female, but it's up to you. Some people don't see the face or they see it as a ball of light. Mm. or just as a shadow, whatever it is, or just as a scent sometimes, you know. When you're making your acquaintance with your guardian angel, sometimes it just comes through as a ray of light or a ball or a scent. And that's okay, because when you're ready, you'll see more. Or sometimes not at all. It just depends on how your angel presents themselves to you. Yes. So your guardian angel is actually an aspect of your higher self, really. So you can't actually do without that. And then I'm not going to make that any more complicated either, because we want to know that somebody's with us all the time. Okay.
Yes.
So what is their purpose? What is the angel's purpose? The purpose is to serve the source of all that is. They act as messengers and intermediaries between the human human beings and God. Higher angels have an infinite range of responsibilities to perform. So angels do have their categories, and certain angels do certain things, but also don't have to complicate it that much either. If you work with your guardian angel, he'll bring in the right angels to work with you for whatever. So they work as a team, and you will never live to regret it if you start working with them. Honestly, it's an experience that unless you're working with them, you can't actually explain it. But they have the most wonderful sense of humor, so they also surprise you occasionally. And they let you see things that sometimes other people miss, you know.
Yeah.
And, anyway, so I don't want to blow them out of proportion and make them sound like they're frightening or surprise you or embarrass you in any way. It's not like that at all. You can suppress working with angels as well, you know. Even on a bad day, sometimes I don't speak as much as I'd like to. And then at the end of the day, I realize, you know, totally neglected them when I actually needed them the most. And then they're not judgmental, so they would never ever sort of point that out to you. They just pick up the thread and carry on where we left off, you know. So they are really most fantastic beings to work with.
Wonderful.
Okay, so what about some music?
I think at this time... And what comes to my mind now is Flames for Your Precious Love. Why I've chosen this specific one right at this time now is whilst I was speaking, I picked up that God, universe, she doesn't really care what we call her, is always there for us, and he will send us nothing but angels to assist us. And that precious love that we all can experience on a second-by-second basis, if we just open ourselves up and allow us to experience that precious love. So I dedicate this and acknowledge the precious love that goes around for us, and that we can tap into at our own free will, because we still have free will. So let's listen to the Flames for Your Precious Love, and then after that we'll be back with more wonderful information.
Into each life a little rain must fall. Every day can't be Sunday, and every smile isn't a smile of happiness, and every tear that sheds not a tear of joy. I'd like to take a little time to dedicate this song to everyone who's in the presence of my voice, especially for those who have loved ones far, far away. Maybe she's across the sea, or maybe she's just in another town. I can imagine when you're all alone in the wee, wee hour of the night, you just might decide to write, knowing all the time that you just can't find the right words to say. You can say, darling, for your precious love, I'd give you the world on a silver cloth. But you know as well as I that that would be a lie. Now if you'll just take these few lines from me, the letter you're trying to write would be such a comfort to your loved one. Now listen. For your precious love, I'd climb the highest mountain. I'd even go out as far as trying to swim the deepest sea. Now listen, and maybe Blondie will give you a better understanding of what I'm trying to say.
Your precious love.
Precious love. What a beautiful idea to know that that precious love is available to us unconditionally. We just have to open our minds, our hearts, our souls to receive that. Di, this stuff that you're telling us about the angels, and you know what? I think we've missed those talks, because tonight I really realize how a serious part of all of our existence the angels really are.
You know, I think more and more people are waking up now as we're moving into the fifth dimension, that they're missing out on some type of or form of spirituality, and they're asking a lot of questions. And of course, the angels are an integral part of this. So, and the angels are just the start of it. You know, it's just a small part of what's available out there. But if you start with angels and your spiritual journey grows from this, it's all very well, because it's a very good grounding to have. So I want to say now, the other question that we get asked is, what do guardian angels do? Did you know that they actually hold a divine blueprint for our lives? So they know where we come from, where we're actually going. And this blueprint also contains our highest possible potential. And some of us think, you know, that, gosh, I should be doing something else, and I feel like there's something missing from my life. And, you know, the angels can remind us of what it is, but, of course, we have to tap into the angels to get to know that. So, you know, that the angels also not only help with that, where you're going, but they also comfort us when we're sad, and they sing to us when we need comforting, and they make sure that we meet the right people at the appropriate time. And they also save us when it's not our time to die.
Yes.
You know, so whenever you come across a circumstance where you face certain death and it isn't your time, that's when they really step in. And that's the only time that they don't, you don't need to ask them to step in. They do that with total love and unconditional love. So they step in when it's not your time to die. So okay. If you think back in your time where you faced certain danger and all of a sudden you were plucked right out of that situation, it's because your guardian angel just stepped in and changed the circumstances. So they also take our prayers to God and act as intermediaries between yourself and God when it's necessary. It doesn't mean now you need to stop praying to God and the angel will carry the prayer. But they're there. They support your prayer in all you do. You know, you can pray directly to God, but your angel is still there as a helper. Now, the other one is, must I ask for help? Yes, ask for help. You know, they know what's going on. They can see that, but they're not going to step in and stop you from making mistakes or you know, when you are tuned in and your thought process is very much into the manifestation mode, things will happen in sequence of at the way they're supposed to. But the angels don't just step in and take over. You know, if they see you making a mistake, they'll be there to support you. Mm. But you know, if you ask for help, they whisper to you they actually hope that you take their guidance. But they're not going to step in without your permission. Okay, so it's good that you ask them, and don't forget to say thank you afterwards. You know, the more that you are showing gratitude for things, you actually demonstrate that you are wanting more of the same kind of positivity that's coming into your life. Mm. You know, so it's more powerful actually to say thank you when you ask for something, because it's also demonstrating your faith that you have in these wonderful beings. So now, you know, how can the guardian angel actually help you? So you can ask him obviously now to help you. You can say it out loud. You can say it in a form of a prayer. You can say it silently, whatever way you want. However you communicate with him is fine. Mm. Also will come to you in a dream. So if your dreams are full with guardian angels and or your guardian angel, and you feel like you just had this most wonderful dream and wake up and you feel, oh, I really felt so close to him. That's a wonderful, wonderful way to go about having the communication with them. So they can also help you also with putting you in touch with a healer if you need healing, but they can also exercise the healing on you too, or towards you. They also take messages from you to somebody else's guardian angel. So they work that way too. It constantly brings you comfort, as I said before, and enfolds you in love.
Okay.
Today, I had a woman actually call me who said, I'm so disturbed. One of my best friends passed away, and we'd had a fallout just before that. And I meant to call him, or she tried to get a hold of him, and there wasn't a communication, and he died a few days ago. He died that night. And she said, I'm so disturbed because I feel now there's unfinished business. What can I do? Can I come and see you and you can do a reading for me and maybe communicate with him? So, you know, a lot of times people go into a transition period when they cross over. So they don't come through immediately. There's a healing time for them. And I said to her, just like I'm telling you now, is that if the easiest way and the best form of communication with somebody, and we touched on this last week with the spiritual laws, was if you speak to your guardian angel and say to them, please take a message to Mary's guardian angel or Johnny's guardian angel and relay this message, you know, I'm sorry for things that happened to between us, and just speak from your heart, you know, and if you're missing somebody and you just want to tell them how much you love and miss them, you can do the same thing. And if you're having a troubled relationship with somebody, you can do the same thing too. Say from your heart, say, you know, I'm really upset because I feel you spoke to me like this or I spoke to you like that. You know, there's no reason to be nasty or anything like that, but you want to clear the air, and the guardian angels will work in your favor to help you do that. So you've got it off your chest, and straight away it's out in the spiritual realms, and that's where the work starts. So it will bring it down, and you will start feeling the effects of it down here on the earthly plane. So, and it's just another perspective of yourself that's also changed, okay? So you will also start feeling better and perceive things to be better, which is also much healthier for you. You know, holding on to anger and bitterness and all that type of thing can make the body really ill. And that's the last thing you want to happen. So
yeah, and it does,
Yeah. So if you want help, there's the starting point for you. Ask your guardian angel to help you with a relationship, whether the person is still here or whether they've passed on. So there's a wonderful way of reaching out, and without much effort. It just sometimes you might feel a bit humiliated because you're asking for help, or maybe you were the rude one. And that's okay. You know, your guardian angel is not going to judge you for whatever happened from your side. They'll help you as much as they can. Oh. Right. So another one is, how do I know that it's an angel? So, you know, it's about trust again. An angel is always, it's normally a feeling that you get from in the heart chakra that something's wonderful and loving and kind in your space. You might feel a warmth around you. That they are very, you know, when you work with angels, the temperature in the room actually rises, or if it's your body temperature, I don't know, but there's a change in the whole atmosphere. And you feel comfortable, you feel warm, you know. And they're always, the advice is always loving and gentle and kind, and it's always uplifting. What is the worst that could happen if it's not an angel? I don't think anything could happen. Is that the worst experience is that you wouldn't be sure that it was an angel. But there will never be a negative answer. It will never be condescending or rude or anything like that. So if it is or any of those things where you feel frightened, then it's not an angel. You know, they work with light and they work with love, and you'll feel it in the heart area. Mm. You really will. So now, what I want to ask you, there's so many questions I've got here. Oh, here's a nice one. Does it help if I tell the angels what is wrong? Mm. Not really. You know, the thing is, the more we focus on what is wrong, they can really do nothing about it, because you're picturing basically what you don't want, and the universe then interprets that as an instruction. Just as in the law of attraction, is you want to actually visualize the end result, which is happy and good and working for the highest benefit of all.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is, you can sit here and whine and whine and whine. It's really not going to get you anywhere. You need to sort of paint that picture, that daydream. It's like, this is my... my achievement or my goal in this instance is I want something that's for my highest good. Okay, so when you ask them to bring you something or help you with something, it's normally actually better than you anticipated anyway.
Yeah.
So it's always good to add that you desire this for your highest good. Okay, that just adds more power to your prayer. Or to your, I want to say, calling it a prayer because it's a divine intervention. So anything with a divine intervention is like a prayer. So, but it could just be a request, if you want to call it that, right? So.
Sorry that I butt in now. I get the impression, this is the message that I feel like it is. It's rather to let go and let God than to ponder on something and ask the angels and tell them all your sad stories. Because at the end of the day, it's water under the bridge. You really can't change it. You only can change now and the minute following.
You know, I must be honest with you, is that I do sort of start off telling them how sad I am or lonely, or I share with them how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that I want to stay in that mode, but I say to them, in all honesty, you know what happened today? I wasn't really happy with this. And I'm feeling that this was unfair.
Yeah.
And how can I go about changing this? Because this is my ultimate goal and this is what I'd like to see happening.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no pretense, and I'm not speaking in a language that they don't understand. I'm speaking the way that I relate to people. And I feel that if you're speaking from the heart, you reflecting your true self, basically, okay? And if you're going to have a relationship with anybody, and the angels included, it needs to be of value, it needs to be honest, it needs to have integrity. Exactly. And you need to come across as, this is me, you know, and I'm asking you for help because of X, Y, Z. So,
yeah. You've worded exactly what I wanted to, what I actually wanted to say is, take your worries to them, but don't sit and mope about it all the time. Just tell them, you know what, tell them how you feel.
Yes.
And then ask them to help you to get over that you can go on.
Yes, and you know.
Otherwise, you sit and ponder over it forever and ever.
You know, even energetically, when we work at, and we do one reading after another, I do so many readings at a fair, and depending on what happened during the week, one can be quite exhausted. So your energy tends to flag a little bit. And, you know, immediately I invoke them in because we're going to be going somewhere. So I bring the whole crowd with me. But I always ask, please let me have the grace to get through this day, to bring people into my space that I can help with the message and that I can also learn something from them.
Yeah.
But I also need that energy, that divine energy to come in, because I cannot do this alone. And when you're doing this kind of work, in that moment, your energy it just comes. It fills you up, and there's no talking or wasting time on feeling tired. You know, afterwards, you feel like, oh, I could really get into pajamas now and just get into bed, you know, because the day is done. And that's okay. But when you're working with them, the energy that comes through them, and the warmth and the loving care that comes with them is just phenomenal. You wouldn't get that anywhere else, I don't think, you know. So they sustain your energy level. So they can bring anything into your space that you ask for. So it's important, you know, when you're doing this kind of work, that you do trust them and that you have faith in them and just show them that they are important in your life. So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so now, what if I don't listen to my guardian angel? You know, now you've got an established relationship with them, and intuitively you tuned in. But, you know, we humans sometimes are a bit stubborn. So the answer is, if you don't listen, you may miss the opportunities available to you or let your life go off on a tangent. It's when you are quiet and you're still that your guardian angel can drop guidance into your mind. And this comes through as a thought or an idea. So take the time for contemplation and rest so that it can come through. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we are rushing. Everything now is just speeded up, and, you know, it's work, and then it's home, and it's cooking, and it's appointments, and it's planning, and it's just a bit of a whirlwind. But when we do take the time to rest, it's probably 5 minutes, and then we're already thinking about what we have to do next.
Yes.
Now, if we take the time just to, you know what, it can be a few minutes. Just sit quietly and just tune in. Close your eyes if you have to, and just say, thank you, you know, for getting me through this day. It's a connection. And, you know, you can start small and really end up big, because the stuff they show you is just incredible.
Yes.
Now, do they get angry with us? Anger is actually a human emotion. You know, so we do have those. We have a lot of emotions. But angels, they have infinite patience, and they radiate only love. They don't work on ego like we do. So it's important to know that. You know, so they're not going, like I said, they don't just rush in and without your permission, unless it's not your time to die. So they're not going to interfere. They'll stand there, probably look at you and go, well, let's see what we can help here with. You know, I mean, I wish we were like that on Earth. I really do. Unfortunately, we get caught up in the moment a lot of times. So, do other angels surround us? Yes, of course. I work with a guardian angel. I'm sure a lot of people work with theirs too. And we've got archangels who we can call in. So we can work with many, many at a time. I work with the same amount, and every now and again, the same amount of angels every day, I invoke them into my space because I'm comfortable with them. And every now and again, I'll call in a different one. In fact, I send different ones to the office because I feel I need some woomer there. And so I sometimes take Metatron with me to the office, or I'll send Shamuel ahead and I say, please prepare my day for me. The atmosphere is not pleasant. And, you know, I just feel that whoever you need to call in, and once you get to know who you can call in, you can use them by name. If you don't know who to call in, you can ask your guardian angel to bring in the right ones for you. So it really doesn't matter. You don't have to be so specific that you feel, well, I can't ask anybody because I don't know what they're about. So have angels ever been human? No. Angels, they are pure spirit and they haven't had a physical incarnation. Actually, there have been a few that have, like Mother Mary, but it's not known. It's not likely that your granny has passed on or your dad has passed on and they've come back as your guardian angel. It's not about that. Your loved one is bound to you by an etheric string of golden light, and that they reside in heaven in a level that is perfect for them, and they can check up on you and visit you when you call them, and they can also visit, of course, when the fancy takes them. but they're doing different spiritual jobs. Now I'm talking about your loved ones that have passed on, but they are not your guardian angel. Okay. Although they do walk with us and they obviously show a huge interest in our progress. So two different, our bodies on earth are heavy, and yes, when we do pass over, we have a spiritual body again, and we do spiritual work on other planes once we've crossed over, whatever is our calling, and we can return as a guide, but of course that's a lot of learning that goes on that, and it's a different thing altogether, but you wouldn't become somebody's guardian angel. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that this happens, and I often see on Facebook, who is your guardian angel? Is it your granny or your dad or your cousin or whatever? And I get quite dismayed. And I know that people get really hopeful, and they get told that so-and-so is their guardian angel, which is very wrong teaching. Also, what you know, while we're on that topic, is the guardian angel is never going to be, his guidance is never going to be detrimental or fearful to anybody. So if you are using your guardian angel as an excuse for your own ego purposes, ego-driven purposes, eventually it will catch up with you. I want to say that I heard a terrible story the other day, and it's came from a client who said that she'd gone to see somebody who works with angels, and she was totally duped. And it was, she said this person gives spirituality a bad name because she was using the angels and saying the angels told her this and the angels told her that. And it was for monetary gain, but to somebody else's detriment. Mm-mm. Yeah, and if you come across people like that and they say the angels told him this and the angels told him that and the angels put fear into you, it's not working with angels. So the angels are never going to knock you over the head and say, just straighten up and look there, okay? They will show you in the kindest, gentle way. They will always give good advice, and they will always be for your highest benefit, everybody's highest benefit. So just be wary when people put fear like that into you. It's not right at all. I want to now explain what the difference is between spirit guide and an angel. But maybe we should have music first. What do you think?
I think so, yes. Kincaid, dreams are 10 a penny. People, we have to dream beautiful dreams. And I think if we call in the angels before we go to sleep and ask them to give us a wonderful, peaceful, resting sleep, I think we won't dream horrible things. And I personally think that they will be there to comfort you and make you feel at ease. Because if your mind is in turmoil before you go to sleep, trust me, you dream horrible things.
Yes.
I do. So let's listen to Kincaid and Dreams Are 10 a Penny. So yes. Let's buy some beautiful dreams, call in the angels. And don't go away. After the music, we are going to hear more wonderful things about what angels can do for us.
When we were children, we played in your backyard. And we pretended whenever times were hard, we built a house and built a tree and dreamed of how our life would be. But now the tree has died, so gotta say you can't.
Tandy Apeni, welcome back. And you know what? If I had a say, I would have said, carry on another hour about the wonderful things angels can do for us and how we can use them as tools in our lives to just do the right thing. Listen to the voice, that inner voice.
Yes.
Sometimes it is. I always say that if you get a thought, the first thought that you have about something is a godly thought. If you start yes. juggling it around and start wondering over it, then you start creating your own things. Then yes. you must know you're on the wrong track.
Totally. You know, I teach the tarot, and I especially bring the angels into the tarot, because I say to them, pass the question on to the angels and ask them for their guidance, because the first thought that comes in will be from the angel or from your higher self, and you know that the first thought is right. You know, take for instance, just in life in general, you normally sum up a person instantly, and your first thought is, I really like that person, or I don't quite trust this person, you know, and you go down line and you think, oh, what's wrong about this person? You know, they are quite nice. And then within a matter of weeks, your first thought that you had just confirms what you thought about them initially, you know. So, and then it's so weird. It's like when they're showing their true selves, it was actually in line with your first thought.
Yes.
So your intuition is normally really spot on, and that's the first thought that you need to trust. It's that. It's actually when you the more you open your third eye and your crown chakra, the better it is to work with. So, and again, the angels will help you with that. So as I said before the break, is spirit guides and helpers. What are the difference between spirit guides and angel? So. Now, spirit guides are those who they've generally experienced an incarnation. Then after death, they've been trained in the inner planes to guide and help people from the spirit world. And some of the senior ones are very highly evolved. So they normally connect them with us for whatever reason. They normally stay with a person, not forever, like your guardian angel stays with you forever. Yeah. But a spirit guide comes in for a specific reason. So they've lived in a human body, and then they understand the limitations as well as the temptations and free will. Okay, so they won't stay with us for a lifetime, but they're also attracted to us according to the level of light that we vibrate in.
Yes.
And they could also, several of them could be with us at any one time. But they each offer different guidance for a different aspect of our lives, okay? Mm-hmm. So you could get one that does healing, and was another one that could be a nun. Another one could be a teacher. Another one could be an expert who offers business advice. So they have various forms. But likewise, angels can also offer all of that. But they are pure spiritual beings, and they have never experienced life in a physical body. And they don't have free will. You see. So, you know, we can also have masters that we work with. Jesus, Mary, Maitreya, Buddha. And there are many, many, Muhammad. There are many of those masters that we could work with. And the essence of their spirit is what we actually work with. They are also pure beings that were born without karma. So they came to work on earth and lived here as masters, and they know the troubles and the turmoils and things that we can experience. So we also draw from the essence as a guide with and draw from the energies for help.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so when we say we pray to one of them, it's not as an idol, but it's to gain insight into what we need help with. Mm-hmm. And they have tremendous knowledge and wisdom that they can pass down to us. It doesn't matter that they've moved on, but the essence of the light is still with us, you see.
Yes.
Right. So here's a question. I feel like my grandmother's around me. Is she my guide? no, in a circumstance like this, no, she is your helper. They're aiding us from the other side, from the spiritual side, but they're not angels. Okay. So, and of course, then they can come through and you can chat to them, because people channel people that have crossed over. Mediums channel them. I often see people when they visit, when I get a reading. Sometimes a person will come in a couple of days before somebody comes for a reading, and I've got used to it. So I can see them before the client arrives, and I know that they're probably related to somebody that's going to come and see me, and the messages come through for them. And they're not out to harm us or anything like that, but sometimes they really want to get a message through to their loved ones, and they appear. Mm. They don't just appear to anybody, but it's normally people that work with the light and that can see them, and they know that they can trust to pass the message on. Okay, yeah. So that's the difference between guides, helpers, and angels. And another question, does everybody have a spirit guide? Well, most people would have at least one. So, and you know, they might, you don't need to be aware of it, but you may feel that somebody's always guiding you and you're always protected, and that's great. So, yeah, and they, of course, they help angels. And they also arrange for you to be in the right place at the appropriate time for certain meetings and events. So, you know, when synchronicity is at play, they've got a good part in it as well. They also beam energy to you and sometimes download teaching or information to you. You know, sometimes you might feel, oh, they're having this deja vu moment where I know the answer to this, but how do I know the answer to this? And it could very well be your guardian angel or a guide passing that information through to you. And because you have that intuition is open and you have faith in it, it comes through quite easily. Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so as I said earlier on, you know, we get different kinds of angels, and they can help us with anything. Housing, healing, health. They can help us with family, with communication, abundance, business issues, love as well. Can an angel bring in the love of your life? Yes, of course. When you align and it's the right time for you to do that, they will help you bring in the right person for you too. So on that note, I think that's where I'm going to leave it for this evening on angels. But if anybody has any questions for me, they're most welcome to contact me through my website, angels-haven.co.za. It has my email address there, or there's a contact form on the web, or my telephone number is there as well. I am employed during the course of the day, but all messages and emails will be answered when I get around to it, and that's normally within the space of a day. So if they just allow me that so that I don't interfere, obviously, with my day job, I'd really appreciate that. And that's it. I have loads of information still on angels to share, but we're running out of time this evening. So I'd like just to wish everybody a wonderful weekend. And, thank you for giving me your time.
Well, Di, on behalf of myself and the listeners, I would just like to thank you for your time and effort that you put in. And the information that you always bring to us is so wonderful. And it's so uplifting. So, and people, anybody that is a reader out there will know that... to do readings takes a lot of energy. And to do a program like this, it's not as easy as it sounds. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of motivation. And in some cases, it takes a lot of time of studying the things up and just getting yourself on the same page as the listeners. And like Di says, to make it not as complicated that nobody can understand and that everybody gets all feared up. So, Di, we want to thank you so much for the effort that you put in and the wonderful way that you present it.
You're most welcome.
Just before we close off, I just want to please ask the people that's listening in, please convey, I'll put it on the the Facebook pages and everywhere, we'll put up a note. There is a problem with the telephone app where the people normally could listen to us from the telephones. Unfortunately, people, there is a major hiccup. We are working on it. We please ask you to just tune in either or via the website, which is www.altview.gq, or you can go straight to our Facebook page. There's also a link there where you can listen to us, and that is avradio.za. We are seriously working on this application on the phones that's not working. It is frustrating, and it's really annoying, because we want to make it as accessible to everybody as possible. So please, people, bear with us. And if there's people that you come across, rather for now, until further notice, just ask them to log in via the website or the Facebook page. I know it's a serious frustration. We are really, we give our humble apologies for that. Unfortunate technology is not, that type of technology is not in our hands. And yes, people, don't forget, on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, we have our spiritual service from the Spring Spiritual Church. And yes, next week we'll be back. Keep an eye out on the pages. There is a few announcements that's going to come. We've got a new person coming on that I will be interviewing on Tuesdays. And she will be dealing with the I Am presence. And the pilot program has been recorded, so the recording will be played on Tuesday evening. Listen to it and give us some feedback on our WhatsApp telephone number, 062-887-8546. So yes, that is one of the new changes that's coming for the new year on AV Radio. Be blessed, listen to our prayer, make it your own, and have fun with your angels. Goodbye.
Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side, and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners, and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners, and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all, and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. and I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation, to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.